you haven't got a smart meter, have you?
No, I do not. No.
Nah, they are. They're really good because they show you how much you're using. Like, you can have a setting to say how much you're using right now. But at the end of last week on Sunday, mine was £27.
Fuck.
In it, and there was. I live with three people.
£27 for the week.
Three including me, and one of them was away for half a week.
That's not too bad.
For a week, bruh. That means at the end of the month, if it goes on like that, it's going to be 120, if not more.
The heating isn't on that's
yet.
A lot, actually.
This cost of living thing is mad.
Yeah, that is a lot. Bruh, what you were saying, you might have to actually fucking do it.
What's that?
But I mean, is there any shame in just walking around with candles?
I don't know these days.
Just got old, bro. That would be sick
with a lantern.
Yeah,
that would look gay, wouldn't it? Yeah. Shut this as well.
Yeah. So, what would you feel a type of way? Imagine if you just met a chick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Imagine, bruh.
Do you know what?
Imagine.
I know where you're going with this. And if she opened the door with a lantern, I think.
No, I was gonna go the other way.
What?
Imagine she just one night stand ting, yeah?
She rolls up with a lantern.
Oh, that would be fucking gang.
We're walking through the park on the way back and she whips out her lantern.
Just, I got a foldable lantern.
I'd be like, damn.
That's big dick energy.
Oh my god, she's got a quest.
Yeah,
that would be
and
sick.
She bring she whips out a fucking lantern,
yeah,
lights this thing, and then brings out a fucking my phone's died, ain't got no fucking internet, blah blah, or whatever shit. She pulls out a fucking world atlas.
That's a bit far.
Imagine she brings out a book. Don't worry, I've got our location.
Oh, she got like a star chart sort of thing. Yeah, Jupiter's there.
That'd be fucking
your
gang
that way. I don't know why that's so attractive, but it would be kind of gang if she whipped out a lantern.
That'd be cool as fuck.
In it, that's yeah.
Oh my god, there's so many scenarios going through my head right now.
Go. Just spit
oh
them out.
My god.
Quick imagine. Fire.
Oh, I'm really hungry, and then or some shit like that, and she just fucking whips out a fucking blade and just. Ninja star to a falcon.
Shit, son. Falcon for dinner.
I got you. Fucking starts lighting a fire in the middle of Hyde Park or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm getting excited. I just fucking dribbled and all sorts. Oh, cool. My God. How would you feel?
If she falconed a hawk, I'd...
If she falconed a hawk?
I don't know. Why would that be so hot as well? Why is it all so hot?
I know.
Oh, my God. There's a new fetish unlocked.
It's weirdly impressive, but also very disturbing. I wouldn't like a chick who would... casually kill an animal like that.
I feel like she could take care of me though, and I think that's what I like about it.
In a deserted island, she'll be a fucking good asset. Good asset. But I was talking to, I can't remember who I was talking to about this. Imagine if I bought you a crossbow or whatever.
Yeah.
How happy would you feel about killing an animal?
Meat like right now, or are we in some sort of dystopian future or something like that?
No,
like, what's the scenario?
Look, yeah. Cost of living is getting mad.
Yeah.
You might not be able to afford...
Chicken. Okay.
You see, chicken, beef, lamb, whatever, all meats and stuff like that are getting crazy expensive. And in general, a lot of people, it's sad, yeah? It's super sad that people this day and age that can't afford to eat and all of this sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That food... I mean, it's good that we've got food banks... big up themselves or whatever.
Big up.
If that's the thing. Food bank people, you're doing well. Mm. It's sad, but then you get to a stage where you're like, fuck. I need to pay bills, need to pay mortgage.
I'm gonna have to skip out on chicken.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to blaps that pigeon.
Monthly subscriptions.
You know what, I would eat pigeon. I've had pigeon before and it is quite nice.
But would you actually fucking chew it?
Where else am I going to get pigeon, bruh?
No, I don't know. You might be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to be veggie now. I can't do it. I'm just going to eat berries and rice.
Berries? What? Hunter-gatherer?
Yeah.
I wouldn't kill an animal just for shits and gigs.
No, not for shits and gigs.
But the cost of living is never going to be so bad that I need to go out hunting.
Bruh, you never know.
You're right, I never do know.
You never know. It's a bad world at the moment. I just saved you. We're not going to say how, but I just potentially saved you about $1,000.
You actually did.
Hold on. I just fucking remembered.
What?
My fucking yearly subscription. You owe me, bruh.
For what?
for the service that I just provide you today.
You can't. No. Yeah. No.
I'll give you mates rates, bruh.
I have YouTube videos on how to do it myself. I was too lazy to do it. Don't act as though you just
swooped
in here and saved me a grand.
That's fucking everything, though. Everything in life. Not everything.
Do you realize how cheap you look right now?
I don't give a fuck.
I just know that's a free service that you just done.
With the cost of living, and you're coming with that sort of lip to me. Hey,
you're in my home.
I'm gonna fucking
powering these mics with my electricity. All right.
Yeah, that's true.
I can see the smart meter going up. You're gonna have to. I'm gonna bill you for this time.
So what? How do you? Is that plugged in right now?
That's plugged in right now, and it's constantly reading the electricity you're using for gas and electric.
Would you mind, fair maiden?
Keep an eye on that.
No. Flicking through. How much is it costing right now?
Yeah, we can have a look. You just got some buttons there.
Go on, press some buttons.
No,
it's plugged in. Press some buttons. Let's see how much. Let's see how bad life is right now.
Yeah,
for you. Let's see how bad life is for you.
While she's doing that, I'm very.
What today?
Yeah, 15:21 today, and it's Wednesday.
Okay, yeah, but how much? How about on the daily? How about today? No, I want a daily stat.
Daily. You can do like right now, it's costing this much.
Yeah, there's got to be one of those buttons.
67 so far this month, bruh. We're just over halfway through the month.
Fuck.
Yearly, that is mad. 562 per year, cuz.
Fuck.
I mean,
£2.77. Decent, bruh.
We've only just got back from, like, it's gone up to 250 while we've been out at work.
Fuck.
For the refrigerator.
Nah, stuff it's not standby. Just fridge, though. You got everything, bro. Fridge, your TV. Oh, no, you switch off your plugs. No,
everything, yeah. If you turn your plugs off by the mains,
yeah,
it used to save like 70 quid a year, because even though it's off, if it's on standby, it's still using energy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we turn everything off if we're not using it.
Yeah.
So pretty much just the fridge is on in this house.
Yeah.
And it went up to £2 just sitting there.
Fuck.
The heating isn't even on yet, Bryce. It's fucking October.
Fridge is expensive, you know?
Hella spenny.
That is mad.
But my parents, like, they're in the position to pay for electricity and stuff, but it's got them thinking about it. And I'm very proud of that. They've come up with this idea. They have so many cups of teas that they put the boiling water into they boil it once, put it into a thermos, and then they use the thermos throughout the day and it's still boiling.
That's a very
energy
efficient way. If you know what you could do?
What?
If you could buy them a new kettle.
Yeah.
Like Boris Johnson's suggestion, buy a new kettle.
YouTuber, you left too early. You should have stayed.
Idiot. No, I'm joking. But there's a kettle that you could just that just boils one cup.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they might benefit from that. Yeah. It could be quite good for you, or for your parents.
Maybe.
But yeah, so would you kill an animal?
I mean, if things
you can't get meat, you can't afford it. Your paycheck. Yeah,
I would rather just eat vegetables than that.
Yeah. Swear.
Why would you kill an animal? The thing is, there's no guarantee that you're going to kill that animal in one shot. There's a guarantee that you're going to maim that animal and it's going to scurry off and you're going to have to run it down.
Yeah, but I'll do that whole Ewa. I sacrifice you to Ewa. Okay, I'll have to do so. I wouldn't even know why I would do it, but if I was about to kill an animal, I would have to do the sign of the cross straight away. You'd just please.
Yeah. Take his spirit.
Yeah, take his spirit. Let him fucking fly with the fucking angels and shit like that.
Yeah.
I think I would do it if I had to.
I would
kill an animal and I'll fucking suck that bone dry, man.
Mm.
if we've got to a stage where food is that hard to come by and stuff like that, would you eat a human? Well, you nodded.
No, I didn't.
You fucking nodded.
I did like a diagonal. It could have been a no, but it could have been
oh,
yes.
Bro, I saw
would I eat a human? No, it's got to be fucking like nuclear winter.
Yeah. What was that film? The Book of Eli. Have you watched that?
Yeah, Book of Eli.
Yeah, fucking sick.
I would eat people in Book of Eli.
Would you?
It's Book of Eli, man. The world is like a desert.
Yeah, but you don't need to fucking start being a cannibal.
It's a dead. What? Yeah, but if I'm out in the woods and there's only me and Mila Kunis there, then I'm sorry, but Mila's got to go.
Swear.
Are you saying that you're just going to let her live and then you're just both going to... She's going to eat you then.
What? Nah, man. As long as we get a mutual agreement, yeah? I'd rather die boning her than just die of starvation.
It's nice that you've given yourself that option. Yeah. But realistically...
If you're the only last two people alive, of course you're going to start boning.
Walking around the desert dehydrated, do you think you're going to think about boning? Both dry as like a twig. Yeah, there's sand everywhere.
Yeah, but they'll have natural moistness.
She's going to be dehydrated, bruh.
Nah, I mean, is that a thing? Is that where? What? So if a gal is massively dehydrated, they don't get wet.
I don't know.
There's a lot of science involved in this as well.
I think
at the end of the world, you are still going to be thinking about sex. Of course you are. Of course you are.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't? Oh, you're fucking winding me up again.
Shut up. We were just talking about cannibalism and you've taken it here. Let's not turn it into one of these episodes, bro. It's been nice and peaceful, apart from that little slap incident 2 episodes ago.
Hey, look, we forgave each other last week.
Yeah, forgive and forget.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So forget, motherfucker. So, look, you're about to die, yeah? You're saying you're about to die with this, with I guess she's technically a model, Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
You're not even thinking about boning her.
If I'm about to die, it's probably not high on my list of priorities.
What would you're in a deserted...
Getting a drink. Eating. Getting out the sun.
Oh, flipping that.
What, you're just thinking like, you know what? I can sort all that right after I bang her. Is that what you were thinking? You're going to die. Your priorities are all fucked up.
Nah, but look, yeah, it's a proven thing. A man's brain works better when he's...
Once he's nutted.
Yeah, once he's nutted. There'll be a whole lot of clarification.
During your post-nut clarity, you're going to figure out a way out of this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a way to sell it to her, but I don't think that's realistic at all.
You'll be a lighter load. You'll be able to go faster. Maybe. Something like that.
How have we gone from cost of living to this?
Oh, yeah, because the cost of living got so bad that it's now a deserted world.
You had to bone Mila Kunis.
You had to. Had to.
Well, I'll do what I have to do in that situation.
Well,
then,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But,
yeah.
I don't know.
What? So you're in a deserted world.
I would, bruh. I would.
No, I'll do it. No, it's not about that. You do whatever you... So you know you got about an hour left to die. This cost of living crisis has gone mad. Yeah? Mad. McDonald's has gone out of business. There's no more Monopoly.
Oh, fuck.
There's no more Cher and Seal singing on the radio.
Fuck.
Cheryl Cole has got rid of her fucking stupid tattoo. Will Smith becomes a man again. Yeah, all of this sort of shit happens.
There's no need for that one. Jada gives it to him enough. You didn't have to.
Well, exactly. This is what I'm saying. The end of the world fucking scenario. Shit starts getting real, bro.
Okay.
What are you gonna fucking do? So deserted world. Mila Kunis, you half an hour. Go. Come on. What are you doing? Half an hour.
Obviously, I'm going to bang her then, bruh.
Oh!
No, that's just what you want to hear.
No, it's not what...
Bruh, this scenario is ridiculous. I've got half an hour to do what? Okay, survive.
Okay. You've got half an hour to survive. Yeah. So your first priority... No, yeah, there's a chance that you might die.
Okay, first priority is water.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But what happens if she's like, oh, yeah, come on. Yeah.
I'd be like, listen. No, water. We need to get water. No, you're dehydrated. You're delirious. We need to get water.
I'm not a big boy.
You don't want this. Yeah, yeah. I don't want this. You just need a drink.
Yeah. You're talking crazy, this stupid.
Then we need
bitch.
Shelter, then water, then food.
Oh, okay.
And then we can bang. Oh. If we have the time, if everything else is.
But then imagine how pissed you're going to be when she's come to some clarity. Oh, yeah. I can't believe it. I was so close to bagging you.
Your priorities are fucked, man. You're never going to make
it. Yeah, that's fucked.
Do you know what? This is
that'll be more upsetting. You're then going to fucking kill her for not fucking you.
This is hurting your end of the world team CV.
Hey, what? It's not. Why are you acting like I'm coming into your fucking team, bro?
Do you know, I was having this conversation.
It's a mutual fucking team, you dickhead.
I was having this conversation.
You're in my team.
I was
fuck
having
you.
This conversation with somebody the other day.
Yeah, go on then.
And they said that they didn't have an end of the world team. And they were talking about it to their workmates.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, fuck, maybe I should get an end of the world team.
Well, it's not as easy as it fucking sounds.
It's not. No, you got to think about your friends and your family and the people that you know.
Yeah, but you just made out like this, like I'm joining your fucking team.
You are joining my team.
No, I'm not fucking not. I'm not joining your
team.
Who
are you bringing to my team?
We walked somewhere.
Yeah.
We stopped and we made a team together.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah,
I'll accept that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you okay. Didn't fucking make it. You're not right, a founder.
Who are you bringing to the team? Because I've recruited the team? People. I've got a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got an IT guy. That's
I've got a nutritionist person.
Okay.
Yeah. She knows her nutrition and stuff.
Yeah.
What exercises to do to keep healthy and that.
I'm not.
keep healthy. keep the blood pumping, guys. Few jumping jacks and that.
All right, good start.
Yeah. I then have the other fella that I work with. He'll be good.
I was thinking he would be good as well. He'll be good, actually.
You don't start trying to fucking take
no, I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to bring him in, cool.
All right,
yeah.
Go on then. Who else then? You always said, I've got a doctor, and you kept, yeah. Your fingers kept going, but your voice fucking stopped.
Yeah.
So, well, go on then.
All right, so I've got a doctor.
Yeah, we fucking established that.
I'm reiterating.
Realistically, your doctor...
Lower your voice, right?
Yeah,
check your tone. All right, cool.
Okay, yeah, I need water. I'm getting wound up.
Yeah, I've got a guy that's fucking good at everything. IT and all the other stuff.
Yeah, because fucking IT is going to be used.
You need like an ace, don't you?
What, you need IT in a deserted world?
I don't know, bruh.
Quickly.
You're bringing a fucking nutritionist.
Quickly, Google it.
You're bringing a nutritionist. Like, she's going to say, oh, we're not getting the right amount of this, that, and this.
Yeah. That's literally good.
It's the end of the fucking world, man. There's going to be like Twinkies and beans left. There's going to be nothing, and you're bringing a nutritionist.
Yeah.
How to guilt us on how badly we're eating.
What the fuck's the IT going to do?
If we find...
There's no power. Right, straight away, useless.
All right. Just I'm bringing Tom Cruise as well.
You fucking idiot.
I messaged him. I told him where to meet us.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm bringing a fucking prostitute with us.
Well, good. Somebody had to.
Yeah. A prostitute's now on my team. Just there. Like,
do you mean my team?
She's part of my team. My squad that I'm bringing. You're bringing a doctor.
Yeah.
Who realistically ain't going to be able to do anything.
You're bringing a fucking nutritionist.
Yeah.
Talking about
like,
doing
hey,
shit.
Hey, your neck looks fucking unhealthy. We need to get some liquids in you quick.
Nah, you're fucking full of it.
No, it makes
you're
sense.
You're giving
bruh.
Me shit for bringing a doctor who's not going to be able to do
no,
anything.
No, the doctor makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. The IT person doesn't.
He, do you know what? We need people that can run a 5K and none of you lot are fucking doing it. So.
So that's got. That's rude.
No, none of you lot go gym. You need people that are actually going to be able to physically move about.
Oh, you know where all of this fucking pipeness is coming from, guys?
I don't.
Yeah, he done a little fucking special health check at work today, and this unqualified dodo fucking started gassing this one up.
No, she was a qualified nurse, and she just went.
Everyone's a qualified nurse.
Damn. She was actually going through my results. Like, you're a fucking unit.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
All my work colleagues came around and they were looking at my results and they were just like, oh, that's how our insides are meant to work. They were fucking impressed. Do not.
Do you know how I know she's not a fucking qualified nurse?
How's that?
Because then she'll be doing something proper.
Oh, that's deep. This is her side hustle, bruh.
Shit.
You've been so bitter about these results of mine just because they were good results.
No, you had some good stats at the end there. Your metabolic
I had good stats all the way fucking through.
Nah, she's chatting shit though. Yeah, yeah. Go on then.
Go on. You want to hear my results?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear what a perfect specimen sounds like? Yeah. Well, let me get them up for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it.
Okay, cool. So.
Firstly, explain what happened.
So it was just one of the like, you know, wellness health checks where they bring in somebody.
Yeah, but not everyone knows what this is. Not everyone knows what it is, bruh.
Okay, so it's just like they bring in a nurse and she'll just take some of your blood. She'll do your blood pressure. She'll measure you. Your waist and your body fat and all that sort of stuff. And then she'll tell you where you are in comparison and what you need to work on. And
yeah.
She said, I haven't got any issues with you because you're a fucking beast, mate. So
coming from this nurse who's you know, doing day visits places. Because the NHS are not struggling.
Shut up, bruh. Right. Fuck. 91.1 kilos to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. BMI is 27.2, which apparently is obese, but BMI is a load of shit.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows BMI, yeah. I'm with you on that.
I'll spare you my waist and hip because I don't want to make any of you self-conscious about how curvy I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Body fat percentage is 15.2. Yeah, which is about what they have in like the Marines and soldiers, because you need to have a certain amount of body fat percentage when you're out and about. You don't want to be all ripped up and you don't want to be too good looking.
Yeah, so I mean, it's lucky you're not a fucking Marine with those little hands.
Yeah.
we're going to fucking shoot a pea shooter.
She actually said I have great hands as well. That's another thing.
Look, that's why we know she's fucking
fake.
Shut
up, you are so bitter.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, a few weeks ago I was a fucking cowboy, so yeah, how real is that?
Roasting. Resting heart rate, 55. Good range is 41 to 60.
Okay.
So I'm good.
All right. Wait, all right. Before you go any further, because of just one stat you just said there,
right.
Your resting heart rate is 55. Yeah. How the fuck does she know?
Because she put...
Well, how long was you there for?
They have a little thingy that I put on your thing. You can count yours in like a fucking few seconds.
Yeah, but this has been analysing me for years, bruh. What, she analysed you for 5 minutes and those...
No.
You know what, yeah? You look like a restful guy. You look well rested. That heart, fucking well rested.
We have a doctor in the room. How long does it take to check your resting heart rate? How long do you really need?
Oh, fuck.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
How long? 15 seconds. No. Shut the fuck up.
Wait.
Don't speak.
No,
you're unqualified.
No, that's... Yeah. The doctor said...
Where's your PhD?
The doctor... Well, right in between my pants, mate. wait. Your doctor...
Yeah.
Your doctor said you can measure your heart rate, yeah? I'm not fucking arguing that.
Have you ever watched doing it for you?
Yeah. I'm not arguing that bit. Hold on.
All right.
Resting heart rate.
Yeah, I was resting. I was sat down right now.
What, it takes...
15 seconds.
It takes 15 seconds to... Well, then my fucking stats is
basically
bullshit.
You don't know shit about fuck. Yeah, so yeah, why don't yeah, you
yeah,
let me
yeah,
carry
yeah,
on?
Yeah, my results must be bullshit then.
Yeah, they must be. Fuck, do fucking 69.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Right, blood oxygen level 100%. Wasn't suffocating at the time or anything like that. I don't know how you can get lower than 100. Like, am I not breathing at the time?
Well, you know what, yeah? And you're going to probably agree with me on this.
Okay.
That stat there is bullshit. With your nasal problems, you're saying you get fucking 100% oxygen. Me and you both, we do not get 100% oxygen.
I'm starting to think she was just trying to impress me and she bigged up my numbers.
But... Yeah, just because I'm that stat. No way do you, you're no, imagine if you weren't breathing from your mouth. You know what, yeah?
Doctor's opinion on this one?
Maybe I shouldn't have had a coffee with...
No, you bloody well should not have. Right, blood pressure, 130 over 85, which she said was a little bit high. But she still said it was perfect. Blood glucose level 3.1.
Oh, right, okay.
Which apparently is good.
Okay, what have you eaten today? When was the last time you ate? Prior to this. Did you eat before?
Prior to this.
Was this on your lunch break?
No.
How was you sitting?
You have to fast 2 hours before.
You fasted and everything?
I fasted, yeah.
Is that a word? Fasted?
Yeah. Breakfast, fast.
Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, fasting, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, but why did you make an emphasis on when I said fasted?
Why are you arguing fasted? It's a word, you fasted.
Yeah, I just don't like your fucking tone, to be honest.
Get fucked. All right,
so you fasted.
Talking about
my
fucking tone, look at you.
Yeah, what?
Right, total cholesterol level.
What? Go on.
Bro, you need a chamomile tea or something. Just calm you the fuck down.
Oh, shit, man. I'm fucking charged up.
I can
up
see
right
it in
now.
Your eyes.
Yeah, fuck.
Right, total cholesterol level, 2.59, which apparently is fucking amazing.
Oh,
as well.
My God. Now I know you're fucking bullshitting.
She's a nurse, bro. I don't ask her.
No, she's not a nurse.
Yeah, fuck off. I'm gonna
you know what? I've had blood tests before.
I'm going to see if I can arrange for you to come in and she'll rip you to
find
shreds.
Her LinkedIn.
She'll be like, you're a mess.
Find her LinkedIn.
I'm surprised you've been walking.
Find her LinkedIn.
Do you know what? She's here till Friday, so I will find her.
She's LinkedIn. There till Friday?
She's got to do everyone in the company.
What the fuck?
You fuck off, man.
Yeah. Oh, the NHS are really struggling then.
She's not NHS. She's some other
clearly
sort of person. You're allowed to have a qualified like mercenary nurse.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I am right.
Yeah, You can have a private nurse.
Muscle mass, 73.5. She actually said, you're one of the most muscly people in the company that I've measured. She said, I'm a fucking tank.
To be fair, you do work at like a fucking children's home.
What? I work at a children's home?
Yeah.
So that makes me muscly?
Yeah. You're being compared to fucking stick insects.
Oh, right. Oh, you're saying my colleagues are children?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And before you fucking move any further away, yeah. I've had blood tests before for cholesterol. I've had to fast from fucking... And you know this as well. They say, oh, don't eat past 9 o'clock. You're only allowed to have water. What the fuck? You had 2 hours, bro. Chatting shit. You know that? Is it true? You've had blood tests where they said you can't eat anything after 9 o'clock.
Why do you remember so much about your blood tests?
Why don't you? You suddenly fucking remember this.
Because it was this morning, bruh.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It was fucking a few hours ago.
Yeah, it's fresh. Yeah.
And most importantly...
But you generally don't remember that? When you had a blood test, they don't...
It's not something that I need to retain. They tell me to fucking jump up and down for 2 hours. I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. I just do it. I don't remember.
You're being genuine. You don't remember ever having to stop eating after 9 o'clock?
No. When was the last time I had a blood test? Fucking never. When did you last have one?
Last week.
Bollocks.
I did have one last week.
Where are your results then? Let's get yours out.
I'm fucking phoning him tomorrow. Because they said, wait 7 days. See, I remembered that.
How long does your doctor take? Shit doctor.
7 days.
Unqualified. Piece of shit wanker.
No, because they're fucking busy. This one's just visiting, going on school trips. Isn't it?
Get fucked.
All right, go on, keep going then.
Metabolic age.
Let's go fucking wedge, man.
17-year-old metabolic age.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, I agree with that. You eat... He eats fucking loads. He eats like a fucking animal.
It's all this muscle.
Well, it's not though, is it?
It is. That's actually how it works.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
No, clearly not. I mean...
How's your gym career going? You still going?
No, I stopped.
No? I did tell you that you were going
to quit. Yeah, I've quit. Quit the gym.
Nice.
Quit the gym. I need to... To be fair, all I need to do is fucking visit a fucking 5P nurse... And then get some good stats and feel good about myself.
Yeah, when she tells you the metabolic age of a 49-year-old twice divorced man, then we'll see how good you feel.
where have you got the... Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, my brain didn't work that fast. Yeah, I'm not twice divorced. I was like, no, I'm not. When did I get married? But you're comparing me to her.
That's what I'm saying. To the body of that man.
You're telling me that I've got a fucking... Fuck off. Just fuck off. I've got more energy than you for fucking days. You're like, oh, I need a coffee in the morning. Make it black because that's how I like my guys. That's what you always fucking say every fucking morning. Yeah. Every fucking morning, you always want a black coffee. Because that's how you like your cock. So that's exactly, I mean, clearly your memory doesn't fucking last you past half the day.
Yeah, it fucking doesn't.
Yeah, so you probably don't remember what you said last week's morning. I remember clearly you waking up saying, oh yeah, give me a black coffee because that's how I like my cup. Fucking idiot. My metabolic age is probably pretty decent.
To be fair, yours probably is. Yeah,
I'm faster than you. I do more press ups than you.
No,
I don't know why you're saying no.
Carry on.
Yeah, these are all proven facts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Carry on.
But then to be fair, you know what? If anything, bruh, write down a list that bothers you. Ask it to that stupid fucking nurse and then she'll probably just say, oh yeah, you're right anyway. You could be king. Or some shit like that and make you feel good about yourself and then fucking come back in next week. Prick.
Fuck off, man. Fuck
off. I'm joking. Sorry. I don't know what came over me there, man. It was a bit... Anyway, back to the cost of living crisis. Get yourself a proper job or... Get yourself a job that, you know, you could just go on day trips and fucking get paid for. She's probably getting paid a pretty fucking penny for that as well. I bet she is.
She probably is, yeah.
Does she have a fancy uniform on? If you say she was in her fucking own clothes.
No, she had some, what are they called, scrub type things on.
Oh, she actually had...
Not full on scrubs, yeah.
Like the blue thing?
No, they were like white, grey sort of colour.
Oh, what a fake. Did you?
Why do you hate this woman so much? Oh, just because she said nice things about me, you just can't take it.
What's her name?
I don't know. I don't need to know her name.
You didn't even ask for her credentials?
No. We made a little bit of chit-chat while she was taking my blood and stuff.
Did she wear a mask?
No.
Oh, what a fucking rookie.
COVID's over.
No, it's not. I mean, COVID is over in my eyes.
Yeah.
But in terms of in the eyes of the NHS and the government and stuff like that, that's how I know she's a fucking fake. You fucking fake. She's fake.
I've never seen you act so passionately about somebody that's just said nice things about me. I'm going to ask her if she can come and see. She's not far from here. I'm going to say my mate was running his mouth about you.
Wait, hold on. All right.
My chubby little mate was getting really shook about all
so
these.
So you don't know her credentials and stuff, but you know where she fucking lives?
Yeah, she works up in Graham's Park, she says.
She works in a park. That's called a fucking crackhead.
That's an estate, bruh.
She's a crackhead. That's what she is. She's a crackhead who put on fucking scrubs and big job. She probably found that. She probably found that bit of equipment, quickly Googled it because we're an IT guy, and then said, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm a private nurse who goes round on day trips to a fucking where you work, and big-headed
fucks. I'm going to tell her you said this as well.
What, you're just going to go see her again? I need another confidence boost.
No. I'll say that my friend cannot handle how good my results are. Can you please do him?
Tell her to send me an email.
I will.
Say I want, has she got a website?
No, she's a fucking nurse, bro. What nurses do you know that have their own dedicated website?
She must have a fucking website. How does, not her personally, but her company or whatever.
I don't know. We didn't talk about the business side of it.
Oh, mad. Is this
how you talk with your nurses? Yeah. Can I see your CV? I see your credentials? I want to know that when you take my blood and you do these measurements that you're qualified and you actually know what you're saying.
I saw a nurse last week and she wore a fucking face mask.
So what? Where did you see her?
Doctor in the room.
Yeah.
Do you still wear a face mask? No.
Where did you see this nurse? Where were you?
At the fucking doctor surgery, bruh.
There's old people and shit there. So they are more vulnerable to COVID
old people aren't.
I'm just trying
to
back my nurse.
Anyway, cost of living, guys. Yeah. Get yourself a job. Find out any sort of equipment in the park and you might be able to sell it and make a living out of it. Hey? Who knows? All you got to do is just find little preppy little fucks like this guy. Give him a few confidence boosters and mugs like him will keep coming back. And you would as well. You already said, oh, I know where she lives. And I'll ask her tomorrow. I love her. That's what you basically said. But anyway, yeah, cost of living is mad, bro.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and do you know what makes it even better?
What?
The feeling that I've got no electricity on at home at this moment in time. that we're racking your one up.
Yeah.
Fucking racking your one up. And I'm going to send you a fucking Monzo for the service that I provided you with today.
Do you know what feels even better, though?
Yeah, you're not going to fucking pay this.
And this blood pressure. This body fat percentage. And all these good shit stats that I have.
This good shit stats.
Yeah. Physically, I'm just peak.
According to a crackhead. According to a crackhead, I'm a fucking porn star. But hey.
Whoa, how the fuck did she find that out?
She wanted crack. Oh, God. Anyway, I guess on that note, we're not going to stop it there. I'm still going.
No, yeah, you still got plenty in you. I can see it.
I know. I fucking do. But I feel like we need to stop arguing, though.
Yeah, no, we do. You need to calm down.
I need to calm down. Oh, okay, I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah.
With the mic.
Just ease it up.
Ease it. Yeah. What are you saying, bruh? Go, what are you saying?
Over to me.
Go.
But I don't even know after all that ranting you just did.
Just go. Just come on.
No, so the effects of coffee on people like Julian.
This is probably a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to a superstore, like supermarket, and they ID you for like Red Bull and Monster and all of this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What about coffee?
Why would they ID you for coffee?
Because look! Look what's happened. it doesn't make sense.
I've never seen like sugary drinks or coffee affect anybody like it affects you though.
Yeah.
You every time you have one, it's like you've had your first coffee.
Yeah.
It's the first coffee you've ever had.
Yeah, sugar fucking gets me going.
Your eyes are like dilated.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking ready to run and shit like that. But bro, it's true though, isn't it? I'm sure coffee's probably a drug, you know.
I think it is. Yeah, it's like the most common.
Because you can get like addicted to it, like you're addicted to black cock. similar.
Yeah, same. But
yeah. No, I'm back in the 30s. Mm. Coffee would have been a drug, I think. It might.
Is it a drug now, doctor?
Yeah, oh, caffeine is like a drug. See, told you.
I do see.
What, caffeine's a
nicely
drug?
Done.
Oh shit! See, so supermarkets are fucked up, you know.
Yeah,
supermarkets—they're fucking selling drugs.
Biggest drug dealers around.
They are selling drugs on the down low.
Yeah,
and then they have the cheek to fucking ask for ID when it comes to Monster and shit like that. Mm. That's like apparently literally the devil drink, you know.
Monster.
Was it Monster? Or I think
Relentless,
it was
one of those ones.
Yeah,
they're like there's three Red Bulls in one.
No, I didn't mean it's the devil juice. I mean, it was something to do. It was linked to some sort of devil company or something like that. Like the way
satanic.
Say, yeah, that's the one. Okay. Yeah, yeah. What, did you see that?
No.
Oh,
I'm just saying that's
all right.
You're saying fucking devil company.
Yeah, but,
devil drink.
Yeah, but you look. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Watch how you're talking to me today. I swear to fucking God. Why are you clenching your fist, bruh?
I'm not. I'm just fucking... you are so twitchy, honestly. I can see you're like hyper...
Yeah, yeah.
Hyper alert. You're like, what's he doing? It's fucking body language.
You know what would be quite nice now?
What?
That, like, on a legit level.
Yeah.
That massage place. I feel like I need a wind down.
We should go after.
But without the handy.
Yeah.
Without definitely. The handy. I'm not down for a crying thing or anything like that. Bruh, you know what would be a good time now?
What?
For Flamingo and Shroom to come out and save the fucking day. Look, bro, with this crackhead energy, I'll just freak out there. Like, stick us in government. What would be your first thing?
What, my...
Your first ruling, right now. Go.
From my manifesto?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Whatever. That's a big word you just used. Don't know what that means.
Then all the promises that I'm making when I come into power.
Okay, so why don't you just say that?
Because it's called a manifesto.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Basically the Bible. No. What's it called?
The Bible.
No, the 12 rules. What are they called again?
Commandments.
That's the one.
Yeah.
What's your first commandment?
Fuck, I don't know. I'm probably going to bring Trocadero back. Yeah. That'll get some votes.
Bring Trocadero
back.
How good
was Trocadero, though?
Yeah, Trocadero's mad.
Isn't it?
That was, yeah.
The minute they hear that, or maybe sort out the price of pick and mix.
No, you just steal those.
Nah, but... I mean, we can make it honest again to the point where you don't have to steal it.
Oh,
it's coming back to like 1p per item.
Yeah. Oh man. I was saying to the other gentleman that we was talking about earlier,
yeah,
who'll be good in the pocket. I remember after school going to Chariot Fish and Chips in Greenford and getting £1 fish and sausage. £1, bro.
Fish and sausage.
Yeah. With any sauce.
Damn.
Didn't have to pay extra for the sauce.
And chips.
Yeah. £1. No, £1 for everything.
You sure it's fish and sausage?
I didn't fucking say fish. I said chips and a fucking
I'm just saying, are you sure that it was like pork or is it like fucking cat and dog?
But why did you just say fish? I didn't mention fish at all.
You said fish, sausage, and then
no,
chips.
No, I didn't.
Audience, did you just say fish, chips? You said three things. You get fucking...
Oh, fuck.
You get surf and turf, is what you fucking said. For £1. Which just sounds fucking dodgy.
Yeah. You know what, yeah? In this fish and chip shop and Chariot, like, in Greenford, you do not get a surf and turf.
Right.
I apologise. It was just chips, sausage, and any sauce, yeah? Multiple sauces, if you want, which I did on occasions, and I felt a bit fancy, for £1.
Amazing.
But now, chips are like £3.
Yeah.
And then you got... Yeah, on their own. And then you've got to buy a sausage for another £2.
Yeah.
Mad. And you know, another thing what I've found out and why I think I'm losing weight a little bit. Found out I think I'm allergic to... I told you already, I think. I'm allergic to Chinese. Mad. Not Chinese people.
But
Chinese food.
But like what? Sesame oil or something like that? What they used to cook with?
Well, that's what you want. That's what you suggested.
Yeah.
Let's lather you with oils and Chinese shit to see what
a little like spot testing.
Yeah, just to see what happens.
Splash you some stuff and see if you get
like
rash.
A fucking holy war and just, I mean, there's probably a legit way of doing it. I'd rather not die from it.
You can do like allergy tests, can't you?
Yeah. But I mean, I'd rather like do it properly, not get your crackhead nurse.
Just do it on camera. It'll be fun.
We'll get her
down. She can see all your stuff.
Yeah, of course she's going to be fucking down. She's going to 100% be down for it. She does everything. She's going to be like fucking, like, I bet she has multiple outfits in her, I'll say in her boot, but she ain't going to have a boot. She's going to be one of those fucking crackheads with who's trying to sell the fucking big issue and with a big rucksack when there's nothing in the rucksack. It's going to be one of those. Apart from like, she'll have a builder's hat. She'll have a nurse's outfit, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. She'll then have like, I don't know, an axe. What else? A fireman costume. She'll have everything in there. And then she'll be one of those pricks who come in, oh, I'm here to give you a health and safety talk. And but she's just a fucking crackhead from Chalk Farm Gardens, whatever you call it.
I've never seen this passion of hatred for somebody.
I don't even know
your energy. Oh, the minute she came in back in conversation, she went,
I'm
straight up there.
I'm sure
she's done to you.
I know, I'm sure you're lovely. I'm sure you're lovely. Well, yeah, but yeah, you know what? Yeah, just get a real job or actually go fucking do something worth doing. What's the point?
Yeah, just telling people how healthy they are and ways they can improve their life.
Yeah. What advice? So what was her advice?
She didn't
say
it. She said, to be honest, you're perfect. You don't need to do anything.
Right.
You heard my stats. It was just good.
Morbidly obese. slightly high blood pressure.
Yeah.
But you're perfect. She didn't give you no advice to get your blood pressure down.
No, she said it's a little bit higher, but you know.
And then what did she say after that?
She said, you're fucking great. Nothing to worry about. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all sort of bitches chat a lot of shit.
I cannot wait for her to do you. I'm actually going to genuinely ask her to come and do you.
What? Get her on this podcast? To be honest, I don't think that would be good for my self-esteem.
No, do you know what? We'll send you down there and I'll get her to email me your results and then we'll read them out.
I'm not going to come down to your ends.
No, she's up the road.
Your personal crackhead. You're going to fucking alter that information straight away. No. I bet she's going to be your fucking drug.
You can go fucking independent if you want.
I'm sure
she has a colleague.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah. Right. All right. Well, we'll see. Stay tuned, guys.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.